Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. During this week in May 1959, Wilbert Harrison was riding at the very top of the Billboard Rhythm and Blues charts. Sometimes when you're number one, however, you attract a lot of attention.
Going to Kansas City.
Harrison had previously been tied up under a 5-year contract with Herman Lubinsky at Savoy Records. But after half a dozen singles that went nowhere, Harrison came to see him and demanded out. Lubinsky, not known for his kindness or generosity, told Harrison to get lost and never come back. When Kansas City hit number one, however, Lubinsky changed his mind.
Well, I might take the train, I might take the plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same.
As it turns out, the 5 years in Harrison's contract wasn't quite finished yet, and Lubinsky filed a lawsuit. He wasn't the only one, however. The songwriting duo of Lieber and Stoller came knocking on producer Bobby Robinson's door. They had, after all, written the song back in 1952. Recorded here by Little Willie Littlefield.
I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving there, and I'm gonna get me some.
Kansas City proved to be a major headache for producer Bobby Robinson. It had been quickly recorded one day after Harrison was late to a session. Already tearing down the equipment, Harrison rushed in and told Robinson he had this number that was going over well in the nightclubs. It was cut in 15 minutes, with legendary session man Wild Jimmy Spruill providing that memorable guitar solo.
But you know, yeah, must that.
Wilbert Harrison never had another hit as big as Kansas City, reaching number one on both the R&B and the pop charts. In 2001, Harrison received a posthumous Grammy Hall of Fame Award for Kansas City. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great blues, tune in every Saturday evening at 5 for the Blues Review and Tuesday night at midnight for Blues Unlimited. Here on 91.3 FM, KXCI, Tucson.